Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you even a little bit remember where we are? Because I do not.
What the fuck was that?
I tried to hit that note. And
it wasn't even close.
Okay, listen.
I'm listening.
I was watching some...
I'm going to say now you should probably stop watching whatever it was.
Probably. Well, I was watching videos that were the songs that are nominated for Oscars this year.
Uh-huh.
Because, the nominations just came out a week or two ago.
Yeah.
And so anyway, one of the songs is this gorgeous, gorgeous song. And it's this very uplifting opera piece.
Yeah.
And
nothing like what just happened.
No, I'm not an opera singer. But it's something, it's from the movie like Vita Verde or something.
Is it like that?
It's like that, but not that. And I forget what the song is called, something like Spirit of Joy or I don't know, something happy. Anyways, it was really pretty, and it was opera. It
was being the operative word there.
And that lady's an opera singer.
But wife is not.
Wife so ain't. But in my heart, I was like, oh, la, 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 you know?
Yeah.
And I was like. Yeah.
You thought you'd go for it.
I went for it. Much like Hamilton, I'm not throwing away my shot.
I mean,
I took my shot.
You took it. Yeah.
He didn't say I make 100% of the shots I take.
He certainly, didn't say that.
He didn't say that. And so.
At least not to my knowledge.
I mean, he might have, but that would have been foolish.
Right. Yeah.
Because very few people make all the shots they take.
That's true. I believe before you started on your opera bit, you were asking where the hell we were.
I was asking if you remember, because I don't.
Yeah, right. So we've been talking.
It was more like, I don't.
We've been talking a lot about ICE and all the shit that's happened. So actually, the last episode we did was about the ICE shootings.
ICE, baby. Fuck ICE.
But prior to that.
Yeah.
The last episode we did was 2 Maccabees chapter 3.
Oh, it sure as fuck was.
Yeah. And in that episode, there was a king that was like, he was like, you guys have too much money. And then he sent people to go get the money. And this guy named Heliodorus showed up.
And then, I kept calling him Helio because I didn't know how to say his fucking name.
Right. And then God rolls up in like a gold-plated horse with gold armor and like two celestial bodies with him. And like, he's like, yo, don't fuck with my people.
Yeah. It was so random and weird.
Yeah. And so that they were like, oh, okay.
And they backed the fuck off.
They're like, nope, we're not doing that. And then they went back and told their dude. And they're like, hey, we can't fuck with them.
We can't fuck with them.
There's a gold plated god on a horse over there, dude.
A gold god.
Yeah. Even though he doesn't like gold sometimes. Gold and silver are bad, except for when it's not. Then it is. Good, not bad.
It's
the opposite of the thing that he said before.
You could never tell.
And those,
you'll always guess wrong.
It's almost like a contradiction, sort of.
It's maybe. Almost like husband, because you're always wrong, not on this episode. That's not what this is about.
All right, so that's kind of what we did last time, which means that today we're getting into
2 Maccabees chapter 4.
All right, you ready to do this?
I mean, am I ever?
No.
No, but are we going to do it anyway?
Let's do it.
Okie dokie. Well, I almost forgot what I was supposed to say. But
luckily,
then
it's like right in front of you.
Yeah.
It's
then
right
I remember. Yeah, I just stared at you blankly.
Just read the words, kind of.
You know? I stared at you blankly, and then I was like,
"You did.
What do I?" And
yeah,
then
I got to cut a full like second and a half off because you just like were staring.
But then I looked at my phone, and oh yeah, there's the Macadoodles.
It's the Macadoodles.
The second
ones even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second set of Macadoodles.
Right.
Which is the goddish ones.
Right.
In all the ways, goddish and goddish.
Yeah.
All right. Chapter four.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So the previously mentioned Simon,
mm-hmm.
you know, Simon, Simple Simon, or Simon Says.
Was it the same? Because I felt like it wasn't maybe the same Simon.
They're talking about the previously mentioned Simon.
They mentioned Simon in the last episode, but I wasn't certain that it was the same Simon that we were talking about in the previous Maccabees. But it could be. There's lots of Simons, though.
I'll be honest. I can't wait till the Q&A after chapter five. Because I don't know who the fuck is whom, you know?
I just don't remember God coming down and turning away. Although, maybe they took his negotiation powers away from him. Mm. And they're like, no, it was God.
It was
coming
God.
Down on the God-plated horse.
Yeah, Simon wasn't all that.
Yeah. It was God.
Nobody is that good.
I'd be like, dude, you're kind of stealing my thunder here. Like, I did that.
You're harshing my gig.
Right, yeah.
You're harshing my vibe.
Yeah.
All right, so that guy, the previously mentioned Simon, who had given information about the money against his country, slandered Onias.
Mm.
He slandered him. So he's talking bad shit about him. Saying that it was he who had incited Heliodorus and had been the real cause of these evils.
See, this is why I don't think it's the Simon.
It can't be like the same
he
Simon.
According to the first Maccabees, he wasn't bad.
Right.
You know.
So this is either a different Simon or a different story about the same Simon.
And this Simon is saying he didn't say.
Right. He, the bad Simon, we're going to be calling him.
Yeah, I knew it as soon as you said the word.
Sinister Simon.
Sinister Simon. I like that. Yeah.
Because you got to have alliteration.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Sinister Simon dared to call him a conspirator against the state, who was actually the benefactor of the city, the guardian of his fellow countrymen, and a zealot for the law.
How dare Sinister Simon do that?
That's Sinister Simon.
Fucking terrible.
What a fuckface.
Yeah.
When his hatred grew so great that even murders were perpetrated through one of Simon's approved agents, Onias, seeing the danger of the contention and that Apollonius, the son of Menestheus, the governor of Coelesyria and Phoenicia, was increasing Simon's malice. So when all that...
Yeah, that was a lot of things that were doing that.
Appeal to the king, not to be an accuser of his fellow citizens, but looking to the good of all the people, both public and private.
Mm.
For he saw that without the king's involvement, it was impossible for the state to obtain peace anymore. And that Simon, Sinister Simon, would not cease from his madness.
No ceasing from Sinister Simon.
Sinister Simon would not cease.
So far, he's not selling any seashells down by the seashore.
You almost had it.
I almost had it, but not quite.
When Seleucus was deceased, this is not good. I mean, okay, it is good if I'm being honest, but it's not good.
We need partial tongue to do this chapter.
Oh, nice. Well done.
Yeah.
Okay, let us not forget that Seleucus was the Greeky guy.
Yes,
okay,
correct.
That's where the whole Seleucid Empire came from.
Yeah.
Okay. When Seleucus was deceased and Antiochus, who was called Epiphanes, so he was the
bad one,
the OG.
Yeah.
Okay, he's the OG villain.
Right.
Succeeded to the kingdom. Jason, the brother of Onias, supplanted his brother in the high priesthood. Oh, I remember that.
Okay.
Jason was like, I'm gonna be the high priest now.
Right.
Having promised to the king at an audience 360 talents of silver and out of another fund 80 talents.
Okay.
He's like, I'm pissing talents.
Right. Yeah.
I have so many talents.
This is kind of a boring chapter. We went from like, the gold-plated god to this.
I mean, it's a bit lengthy, so, you know, it might pick up.
Like, okay, all right,
You don't want to say it's boring, like, right off. I mean,
so far, it's just a little, it's lacking.
Okay, listen, we mentioned Antiochus Epiphanes.
We did.
He is the OG villain.
Could go bad from here.
Yeah. He's kind of cool. I kind of like, I mean, okay. I said I kind of like him. That sounded so sinister. I like him in the way that, you know, I like Maleficent.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Or like in The Little Mermaid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've always been pulled
think of how many Antiochi came after him, you know? Like,
I know.
There's a lot of Antiochi after
so
him.
And Antiochokis. I don't even know.
Yeah.
No, let's just move on.
Right.
Just move on.
Yes.
In addition to this, he undertook to assign 150 more if it might be allowed him through the king's authority to set him up a gymnasium and a body of youths to be trained in it and to register the inhabitants of Jerusalem as citizens of Antioch. And we talked about this before about why the fuck, what a random gymnasium and signing up the Jews. Like, why is that weird or bad? Like, what is happening? Let us not forget that the whole reason for setting up the gymnasium and saying, yeah, we'd love you guys to participate is because the Greeks, they were very into body perfection or celebrating the body in its most perfect potential form. So they did all of their exercises in the nude, which gave them the opportunity to see the Jewish men and their penises
circumcised. Right.
Yeah. Yes. So, like, that's what this is about, is the circumcised Jews.
Is it?
Yeah. We talked about this before.
All right.
That's why, because you were like, why, like, they mentioned a gym, and, like, why is it bad that they're letting the Jews participate? I don't understand. And so we had this whole Q&A over it.
Got it.
Or it was part of a Q&A. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was so that they, it's a way to shame the Jews.
Got it.
And a way to tell who is secretly a Jew, because it's not like you can glue the cap back on.
Right.
It don't work that way. Your foreskin gets cut off, it's cut off.
But you know? You could say, like, you know, a goat bit it off or something. You know?
A goat bit my penis.
I mean, you know, you never know.
Your Honor, a goat, I swear, a goat bit my penis. I mean, it just sounds like a Monty Python skit waiting to happen, you know?
It does, yeah.
Okay. And please forgive my horrible British accent there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to British.
Yeah.
But I love it, though.
You're from the place that the person that's listening from Britain is not from. With that different accent.
Right, right.
That's what it is.
Yes.
You're using some other dialect, you know?
Yes, that's lad. Yes.
Right. Like the Scandinavian Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. When the king had assented, oh, so you're talking about like when somebody says, I do an American accent, and it could be like Boston or Texas or like California Valley.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So
you're from that other place.
Yeah, know? That other place. So if you're British and you're complaining about my accent, I wasn't doing British accent. I was doing the other one. God. Stupid. JK, you're not stupid. Yeah, and I am. Okay. When the king had assented and Jason had taken possession of the office, he immediately shifted those of his own race to the Greek way of life, setting aside the royal ordinances of special favor to the Jews granted by the means of John, the father of Eupolemus, who went on the mission to the Romans to establish friendship and alliance. And seeking to overthrow the lawful ways of living, he brought in new customs forbidden by the law. I hate it when people bring in new customs forbidden by the law.
Yeah.
You know what kind of things that I hate that are new customs that are brought in that are forbidden by the law?
What kind of things?
New customs like just thinking that you can bust into American citizens' homes. You can't because we...
Law.
We have law.
Yeah.
And it's forbidden by law.
Yeah.
But ICE agents think that they just can.
Right.
And they're being taught that.
I know.
They're being trained on that. Yeah. That is a new custom brought in that is forbidden by the law.
Yeah, there's really so many that I've lost count of how many ways of doing things this president has implemented.
Mm-hmm,
so
That's just one that's like on my mind today, right now.
Right.
Just top of my head. I thought I get
some might
get
even
this.
Say there's a plethora
a plethora
of new ways of doing things.
Not just a whole hell of a lot, but like too many.
Right.
Yeah. An overabundance.
Right.
Not just a quantitative abundance, but like a way overabundance.
Way.
Like you didn't just overfill the pool. You overflowed the pool and you can no longer see the pool because there is too much.
Yes.
There's way too much.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Right.
Okay. Four, he eagerly established a gymnasium under the citadel itself.
Wow.
And caused the noblest of the young men to wear the Greek hat.
Hmm. I wonder what the Greek hat looked like.
I don't know. I'm just imagining all these naked little dudes with like Spartan helmets on.
Right. It probably wasn't an actual hat. It was just like, you know, they're doing Greek shit.
Maybe it's like a sock on their peen.
That could be.
Maybe that's what they mean by hat.
Maybe.
Like a wiener hat. That reminds me. There was the wiener mobile driving around for a while.
Yeah.
And
you mean the Oscar Mayer wiener mobile?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I saw it once and I was so fucking excited about it.
Right. Yeah.
And that was like, that felt like.
I sometimes see the Red Bull thing. Like you see like the Red Bull can mm-hmm. driving around.
Yeah.
Nah, that's the one I see nowadays.
It's always exciting when you see one of those things. I don't know why. Like I always ask myself, why does seeing that make me happy? Why is that fun?
And I'm sure every town, every city has one of these people that turned their van into a Scooby-Doo machine.
I love that. And I've wanted to do that since I was a teenager. Like I always thought if I ever get a vehicle, it's going to be a van and it's going to be a minivan, not a minivan, a van, a box van.
I always wanted an Astro van so I could do the A-Team.
Yeah. I could see that.
Right?
I don't want that though. I don't love the A-Team. No. I do love the Mystery Mobile.
But I love it when a plan comes together.
You do love it when a plan comes together. Yeah. I mean, as do we all, but you more than many.
Yeah.
Not most, but many.
Right.
Because I'm sure many.
I mean, people. A-Team. How can you not like the A-Team?
Right.
I mean, you don't like the A-Team. So.
No, that's not fair. It's not that I don't like the A-Team.
You just don't go out of your way to like them.
Yeah, it's just not my thing. You know?
Yeah.
I think it's so cute. You and Kid used to watch it a lot.
We did.
Yeah. And that's just a funny memory because that show was old when we were kids.
But it was still funny.
Yeah.
It was still good.
I know.
I liked it.
Watching you and Kid watch it was funny.
I tried to watch Knight Rider again. That show sucked.
Remember? Yeah. Oh, remember when we tried to watch Quantum Leap?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Like the first, we couldn't make it through the pilot.
Right. It probably got better. I'm sure it got better. Right.
It had to have gotten better. But we couldn't get through the pilot because it was like, no, this is bad.
It was.
I mean, speaking of bad pilots, I mean, the show, another Scott Spatula show was Enterprise.
Yeah.
And that pilot blew.
Right.
We forced ourselves to sit through that pilot.
It got much better.
And it did get better.
For the record.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Okay, I don't know how we got on this topic.
Yeah, way off.
I don't know, but you just gave me this look like it was just me, like you didn't contribute. And you said some things. You contributed.
I did.
Why are you giving me the look like it's just me? No,
the looks are more to get you back on track.
You get on track.
We could be on this for like the next hour.
I mean, obviously.
Right.
You get on track. Don't tell me get on track.
What track? I don't have any. You're the one that's got all the reading stuff in front of you.
No, it's true.
I just sit here and respond to you.
Sometimes you say stuff before, and then I respond to you.
Well, yeah.
So, anyway.
But I'm not capable of getting this back on track. That's all you.
Okay, well, your face, that's all. Thus, there was an extreme of Hellenization, meaning Greeky stuff.
Yeah.
They were going Greek.
Mm-hmm.
And an advance of a foreign religion by reason of the exceeding profaneness of Jason. Fucking Jason.
Goddamn profaneness.
Who was an ungodly man and not a high priest.
Man.
Ugh. So that the priests had no more any zeal for the services of the altar. Like, he was such a mood killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But despising the sanctuary and neglecting the sacrifices, they hastened to enjoy that which was unlawfully provided in the wrestling arena after the summons to the discus throwing. I love me some discus throwing.
They were training for them early Olympics, you know?
That's literally, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
I threw discus in middle school.
Did you?
I did. I was on the track team for like a year.
I was on the track team, but I never did any of the throwing things.
Like, I like discus. It was fun.
I didn't do the jumping or the throwing. I only did the running. I tried the hurdles, but I was too klutzy for that too.
Right.
So I only did the running.
I think I knocked down. I knocked down a couple of
I could see things. You doing that because yeah. You have dumb feet.
We didn't have pole vaulting. I always wanted to try pole vaulting.
You didn't have pole vaulting?
No.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy because even where I was at, we had pole vaulting.
Yeah. No, they didn't do pole vaulting.
And we have, what are the things? Okay, so there's the round things are the discuses. What are the ball things?
Shot put. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the, what's the thing where you run and then you jump over?
Long jump?
No, you jump over the pole.
Jump over the,
what is
high
that?
Jump, I think.
The high jump. The high jump?
Yeah, it's high jump.
It's like you run, but then you kind of run sideways so that you could, at the last minute, turn backwards and thrust yourself over.
Yeah.
Like, I did reverse too, limbo.
Like, I can never, like, my feet always clipped it. And I'm like, well, this is stupid. I can't do this.
Yeah. I could never do that.
I thought it was cool. I could never really get up high enough to where I was going to be good at it.
I couldn't understand, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Plus, I don't think my body bends that way.
It doesn't. I did relay races.
Yeah.
Those were fun.
Yeah.
Where they passed the baton.
I did not race. I was not much of a racer.
I don't get that because you were a runner, so you should have been able to do a sprint.
I probably could have. I just never liked running, so it wasn't something I wanted to do.
Unless it was a ball involved, because you played soccer.
Yeah, no, I played soccer, so I ran a fuck ton. But, like, we had to run miles and miles every time we went to practice, but like
you should have been, you should have been doing like practice with the cross country team,
sure,
and then you should have been doing like the longer runs during track season.
But I didn't actually like running.
You just like soccer. Oh yeah. My god, you're such an asshole! Like honestly, I bet you were a ball hog too.
No, I played defense.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, that's a little bit less running than offense.
I mean. Sometimes, sort of. Not really. We sucked, so I was always running.
Oh, that's sad. They despised. Oh, yeah. Okay, so anyway, blah, blah, blah. They did the wrestling and after the summons to the discus throwing. So all these naked boys running around throwing discuses.
Yeah.
They despised the honors of their fathers and valued the prestige of the Greeks best of all. Oh, you're not supposed to do that when you're being Jewish.
Right.
You're not supposed to go be Hellenized.
Yeah, yeah, don't do that. Don't be Greek.
Don't be Greek.
Yeah.
Be Jewish.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't drink the Greek yogurt.
I mean, look, I think it's fine to be Greek, whatever.
Right.
But, you know, these guys didn't want that.
That's not what the Israelites, they shouldn't be Greek in Israel.
Yeah.
Because that's just not what you do.
Yeah, you're supposed
to be Israeli.
Hellenization. Yeah. For this reason, severe calamity overtook them. Yeah, that tracks.
Mm.
The men whose ways of living they earnestly followed and to whom they desired to be made like in all things, these became their enemies and punished them. Because you can never fit in. Like, you can try so hard to please the people who think that they're better than you and who have all the power. And they'll be your friend until they don't have to be.
But who are they punishing, though? Are they punishing the people that are refusing to turn Hellenistic? Or are they punishing the people that are, you know, in the gym with them?
No, this is the case of the lion eating its own tail, or eating your face. Like, you grab the lion by the tail, right? And so you think that because it hasn't turned around and bit you yet that y'all are friends, right?
Sure.
And it's running through the jungle and you are holding on to it and you get to run through the jungle and you're like, me and the lion or tiger or what the fuck ever, we're friends. And then you are totally fucking shocked when it turns around and eats your face.
To be clear, I've never thought a lion was my friend.
Or a tiger. Right. Yeah.
Not once.
I when I see videos of them, of all wild cats, honestly.
Yeah.
I want to believe that if I just was like, if I just walk up so softly and I pet them, I feel like, and I know, like, logically, I'm like, don't be fucking stupid. It's a wild animal. It's not a wild, like, cat.
Right.
It's not a cat.
I mean, even cats are touch and go.
Right. You know? Cats are wild animals. So, no, honey, you cannot walk up to a fucking lion or a tiger or a goddamn puma and pet it and then lay down and have it. Oh, it's so big cat, and it curl up in its arms and then it purrs.
I mean, think about that. When you go to someone's house, how many times do you have to take special instructions about their cat?
Right.
Because they're like, don't do that or it's going to like tear your face off.
Right. Like with our cat loves its face scratch. Like yeah. You go to my parents' house, their cat, do not put your hand in that cat's face. That cat will fucking rip your arm off.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, every cat is wild, and it will tell you.
I used to know somebody that said, you can pet my cat twice, but if you pet it a third time, it's going to tear you up. And it was true.
Damn.
If you pet it a third time, damn. It would tear you up.
Wow. See, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this as a cat lover.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love cats.
We love, yeah.
I love cats so much that I want to believe that
right.
The wild cats will love me back. And yeah. They won't. They will love to eat me.
Yeah.
And not in the good way.
Right.
So... your question was, are they punishing the Hellenized Jews in or, the gym right. or the others? No, they are punishing the Hellenized. That's what this is specifically saying. Okay. Like, you thought they were your friends and like you're stupid. The people that allowed you, they allowed you. They granted you got entry it. Into their society.
Okay.
And no, they became enemies and punished them because that's what always happens.
Right.
For it is not a light thing to show irreverence to God's laws, but later events will make this clear.
Mm, okay.
Oh, that was fucking foreshadowing.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that in a minute.
Right.
Damn. Now, in certain games that came every fifth year. Damn, they're talking about like Olympics.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Remember when Olympics were every 4 years, period, the end? But now they're every 2 years because they do 2 years. We do the winter and then 2 years we do the summer. I kind of, it makes it less special that way, I feel like.
Well, that, and it's, you have to track down where to find the damn things. It's not like on network.
Watch
like,
them.
We don't, no one watches network TV anymore. So, I know. Like, it's just really weird.
And, like, remember when you had to be like, oh, I need to stay up till like 3 o'clock in the morning to watch the, like, ice skating or whatever.
Right, right.
I mean, not that, you probably didn't watch ice skating, no. But I did. I love
but even watching football has become hard because it's on like 15,000 different channels.
And none of the ones that you have.
Right, yeah.
Like, where's this streaming? God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, nowhere.
No.
No. It's they're dumb. Never anywhere.
It's dumb.
Now, when certain games that came every fifth year were kept at Tyre, the king was present. The vile Jason sent sacred envoys as being Antiochians of Jerusalem.
Antiochians. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Antioch. Yeah, I think it's Antiochians. I okay. really like that.
Okay.
Of Jerusalem.
It's not Antiochians.
Antiochians might be it.
Yeah.
But I really like Antiochians. It's probably Antiochians. You're right. That's too close to teriyaki, though.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know?
I see your problem. I know I don't.
Teriyaki, Antiochi.
Sure. No, I got what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
As being Antiochians of Jerusalem, bearing 300 drachmas of silver to the sacrifice of Hercules, which even the bearers thereof thought not right to use for any sacrifice because it was not fit, but to spend it for another purpose.
I find it interesting that Hercules comes up in the Catholic Bible.
I mean, because they're talking about Greek.
Right. But I mean, it's, you know, we talked about not ever talking about any other gods early on in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And now we're like in close to Jesus and we're still talking about other gods.
Yeah.
You know, half gods, but still.
Yeah. I mean, sacrifice of Hercules. I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah.
Although the intended purpose of the sender, this money was for the sacrifice of Hercules, yet on account of present circumstances, it went to the construction of triarene worships.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Uh huh.
So they're, instead of giving it to the god, they're like, no, we got to do some more.
They're misallocating the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to, well, I mean, are they misallocating it or are they like, God wants us to build warships sure. in his name? Glory be to God.
Right.
Glory be to God. War.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm hmm.
Now, when Apollonius,
yeah.
the son of Menestheus, was sent into Egypt for the enthronement of Philometor as king. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, your face.
No, I'm just, I'm, it's fun.
It's fun watching me fuck this up.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
just
yeah.
rude. That's just, that's hurtful, honestly. All right. Now, when Apollonius, the son of Menestheus, was sent into Egypt for the enthronement of Philometor as king, Antiochus, learning that Philometor had shown himself hostile toward the government, took precautions for the security of his realm. As you do, you're sure, like,
yeah.
I hear some shit's going down. I will now take precautions.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you're like, whoa, we heard snow was coming, but then like it got confirmed on Dayton Weatherspot that snow is actually coming.
Right.
Like, that's for realsies.
Yeah.
That means snow actually is. So you hear the snow's coming and you take precautions.
Sure.
You get the shovel out. You buy the salt.
Right.
You store up a little bit of extra water and canned goods.
Yeah.
You buy the bread and eggs and toilet paper.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Therefore, going to Joppa, you know, as you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He traveled on to Jerusalem, being magnificently received by Jason the Poopyhead and the city.
Mm-hmm.
He was brought in with torches and shouting. Then okay. he led his army down to Phoenicia. He's like, peace out. Bye. Yeah. I really think it's interesting when they talk about he was brought in with torches and shouting, like we do torches in the Olympic intro.
Yeah.
Like it's a big deal who we choose
right.
to carry the torch every, you know, couple of years when
yeah.
we do it.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Now, after a space of 3 years, Jason the Poopyhead, that's his name now.
Oh, okay.
That's what I call him sure. now. Because he's a poopyhead.
Oh, obviously.
Okay.
Obviously.
Jason the Poopyhead sent Menelaus, the previously mentioned Sinister Simon's brother.
Yeah. Okay.
So Sinister Simon had a brother named Menelaus.
Okay.
That tells us it's not the same fucking Simon.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we know for sure.
Right.
Okay. Confirmation.
Well, also, this is during Antiochus.
Yeah, Epiphanes, that's true. That's
which
true.
Which is way before Simon.
No, you're so. Right. You're right. Yeah. I should have known this, but, you know, I have a hard time lining shit up.
Sure.
So, okay. Sinister Simon and his brother Menelaus. Okay. So Jason sent Menelaus, Sinister Simon's brother,
yeah.
to carry the money to the king and to make reports concerning some necessary matters.
Okay.
You know, some necessary matters.
Sure.
Like, that sounds like et cetera, whatever stuff.
Yeah.
He had to go tell him some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's so not the way I would write
here's
that.
Here's the money, and then these are the necessary matters.
Here's some things and stuff, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right.
But he being commanded to the king, but he being commended to the king and having been glorified by the display of his authority, secured the high priesthood for himself.
Of course.
Wow.
Why wouldn't you?
That just came out of nowhere. Outbidding Jason by 300 talents of silver.
Oh, so you just buy your way in.
Yeah, he's okay. like, what? I'm the high priest. What's up? My shoes are bigger than yours. What's up?
Right, right.
After receiving the royal mandates, you know, he got the proper paperwork.
Yeah.
He returned, bringing nothing worthy of the high priesthood, but having the passion of a cruel tyrant and the rage of a savage animal.
Mm.
Wow. I'm so sorry. I have to read that again because that line was amazing. After receiving the royal mandates, he returned bringing nothing worthy of the high priesthood, but having the passion of a cruel tyrant and the rage of a savage animal.
Yeah.
That's like our president.
I mean.
Like, after receiving the papers that state that he's the president.
Yeah.
He returns home bringing nothing worthy of the presidency. He brought nothing worthy of it. He's not, there's nothing important.
No, definitely is not. Yeah.
But having the passion of a cruel tyrant and the rage of a savage animal.
Right.
Holy shit. I'm sorry. That line blew me away. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
So Jason, who had supplanted his own brother, was supplanted by another and driven as a fugitive into the country of the Ammonites. Bye. They were like, Go to the Ammonites by Phylicia.
Yeah.
Menelaus had possession of the office, but of the money that had been promised to the king, nothing was regularly paid. Mm. Even though Sostratus, the governor of the citadel, demanded it. Bitch better have my money. Yeah, that did not happen.
Okay.
For his job was the gathering of the revenues. He was like the tax collector.
Yeah.
He is like, give me your money.
Right.
Yeah. So they were both called by the king to his presence. Menelaus left his own brother Lysimachus for his deputy in the high priesthood. And Sostratus left Crates, who was over the Cyprians.
I'm really having a hard time following what all these people are doing.
I know.
There's a lot of names.
There's a lot of names. And also, I could tell that you're getting bored. You're like, well, it's
just, I mean, yeah, I can't really tell what's going on.
Basically, like, what's happening is there's a lot of fuckery.
Yeah.
And high priesthood is getting stolen.
People buying priesthoods and whatever. And Antiochus and
Jason. And the king's like, where's my money? And the tax collector's like, I'm getting it.
No, I know. But I guess I was expecting more God. And this is just like an accounting of like shitty business deals.
Right, so, but they are going to get punished by God.
I guess.
It's what it sounds like.
Okay.
I don't know. Now, while this was the state of things, it came to pass that the people of Tarsus and Malus revolted because they were to be given as a present to Antiochus, the king's concubine.
Wait. They were to be given as the people of those places were going to become the king's concubine?
Hold on. It came to pass that the people of these two cities revolted because they were to be given as a present to Antiochus, the king's concubine. So they were...
Oh, wait. Oh, so Antiochus is the king's concubine.
Wait, what?
Is that what I... Does concubine mean like servant?
Puppet?
Something like that? Because I always thought concubine was like
a secret sex lover, slave,
basically. Yeah. So, like, I didn't really, that didn't make sense in my mind. So, I didn't quite catch how that translated.
So, these people are, whoever they're being given to, they're not happy about it.
Right. And
they're
like, obviously.
Could you not give us?
Well, they were being given to Antiochus from the way it read. So, and from what I understand of Antiochus Epiphanes, he's not a good dude.
Right.
So, yeah. I wouldn't be happy either.
They're like, but I'm a people of a city.
Yeah.
And you
can't just give me.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I'm not a belonging. I'm not a set of luggage.
Yeah.
I'm not a lamp or a couch.
Right.
Or bowl.
No.
A sticker.
No.
Computer. I'm a human.
Definitely not a sackcloth.
I'm not a sackcloth.
Right.
The king, therefore, quickly came to settle matters, leaving for his deputy Andronicus, a man of high rank.
Okay.
I feel like we've heard the name Andronicus, not in like biblical terms, but in like Greek history. Like,
I don't know.
Then Menelaus, supposing that he had gotten a favorable opportunity, presented to Andronicus certain vessels of gold belonging to the temple, which he had stolen. You know, he's like, so I have some gold. I'm going to give it to you now.
Yeah, but he waited until the king went to take care of this other issue. And he's like, hey,
now that the king's gone, let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's deal.
Right.
Yeah. He had already sold others into Tyre and the neighboring cities. That tracks. When Onias had sure knowledge of this, he sharply reproved him, having withdrawn himself into a sanctuary at Daphne that lies by Antioch.
Okay.
He was like, absolutely not.
Right.
This shall not pass.
Right.
Naughty, naughty.
Yeah.
Therefore, Menelaus, taking Andronicus aside, asked him to kill Onias.
Oh, dang.
I do that all the time. Like, I will take a friend aside and be like, hey, can you kill so-and-so for me?
I'll give you some of the stolen gold.
Yeah. And they're always like, so no. And also, I can't remember, but I think there's this one phone number called 911 that I'm going to dial.
Right,
and I'm telling you so that you have a chance to run. Please never call me again.
Right.
Yeah. So coming to Onias and being persuaded to use treachery and being received as a friend, Andronicus gave him his right hand with oaths. And though he was suspicious, persuaded him to come out of the sanctuary.
Hmm.
Then, with no regard for justice, he immediately put him to death. Boom. Done.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that.
Sure.
As well you should.
Right. I mean, I guess. That's
what... In the Bible. Murder's fine in the Bible.
Well, this is Greeks killing Greeks, right?
Yeah.
This is yeah. So
but still. Whatever.
Like, this literally has nothing to do with God right now.
No. But murder's fine in the Bible.
It's just political happenings.
Yeah. But, I mean, put him to death. Like, I don't care. Do you care?
There was a lot of assassination back then.
It's the Bible.
It's history.
Murders always happen in the Bible.
And history.
And, yeah.
So, yeah.
But, I mean, it's fine if it's in the Bible.
Right. But, I mean, I think this actually happened.
Probably. But it's not anything to be sad about because murder in the Bible is fine.
Right.
We like it if it's in the Bible.
I think that no one was lost any sleep over this because it's all Greeks, but
yeah. It's all Greek to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
None of the Jewish people lost any sleep over it. That's what I meant. Yeah.
For this reason, not only Jews, but many also of the other nations had indignation and displeasure at the unjust murder of the man.
Oh, How dare you, sir? Some sleep over it.
They lost a little bit of sleep. Sorry. And when the king had come back from the places in Cilicia, the Jews who were in the city appealed to him against Andronicus. The Greeks also joining with them in the hatred of the wickedness. So the Greeks, the Jews, like, nobody likes this.
Got it.
Urging that Onias had been wrongfully slain.
Yeah.
They were like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Antiochus, therefore, was heartily sorry and was moved to pity and wept.
Probably because his job and life was on the line. That'd be my guess.
Because of the sober and well-ordered life of him who was dead.
Mm.
Being inflamed with anger. So this is like his friend that died, I guess, or whatever.
But wasn't he the one that killed him?
I don't fucking know.
I thought he was the one that killed him.
I can't even.
Okay.
Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Being inflamed with anger, he immediately stripped off Andronicus's purple robe and tore off his undergarments.
Oh, no, I guess I was wrong.
He took off his undies.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And tore off his undergarments. And when he had led him round through the whole city to that very place where he had committed the outrage against Onias, there he put the murderer out of the way. The Lord rendering to him the punishment he had deserved.
Oh, okay. So it was the guy that was, it wasn't Antiochus that did it. It was the guy that took over for the king or whatever.
Right. It was the guy that waited till Antiochus went out of town and was like, let me buy some favors.
It wasn't Antiochus. The guy that, whatever.
Somebody else killed him,
and they were like, well, yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. Now, when many sacrileges had been committed in the city by Lysimachus with the consent of Menelaus, and when the report of them had spread abroad outside, the people gathered themselves together against Lysimachus after many vessels of gold had already been stolen.
Mm. Okay.
Are you following?
There's a lot of people stealing gold and killing people.
There's so much gold.
There's a lot going on here that I don't, like, I'm not overly interested in.
I was going to say, what makes it really hard to follow is that there's not an anchor character where I can, like, say, okay, this is the person we're supposed to follow and care about.
Much like the first Maccabees, there's not, like, good stories.
Yeah.
So this is not a good story.
No. So I'm like, who are we supposed to be following here? And it's like, oh, nobody. They're all fucks.
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm kind of excited to get back to the God shit.
When the multitudes were rising against him and were filled with anger, Lysimachus armed about 3,000 men, give or take, about 3,000 men, and with unrighteous violence began the attack under the leadership of Haran, a man far gone in years and no less also in folly.
Hmm.
But when they perceived the assault of Lysimachus, some caught up stones, others logs of wood, and some took handfuls of the ashes that lay near, and they flung them all in wild confusion at Lysimachus and those who were with him.
Hmm.
They were not happy about that guy.
No.
As a result, they wounded many of them, they killed some, and they forced the rest of them to flee. But the author of the sacrilege himself, they killed beside the treasury. Take my gold. But about these matters, there was an accusation laid against Menelaus.
Okay.
When the king had come to Tyre, the three men who were sent by the Senate pleaded the cause before him. But Menelaus, seeing himself now defeated, promised much money to Ptolemy, the son of Doramenes, that he might win over the king.
Okay. Ugh.
There's too many people.
There really are.
And so Ptolemy's the Egypt people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. Now we're bringing Egypt but back into
somebody,
the mix.
I thought somebody else was Egypt people earlier. So I've lost track of who is who. This is really hard to follow.
Yeah, this is so difficult.
Yeah.
This book makes me feel dumb. And I don't need help, you know? I
feel like this chapter specifically is very not relevant to...
And it's not fair.
I mean, look, there's a lot of history in here. And if you break it down, I'm sure that's all cool and everything.
But like, I need a pencil and paper so that I can, draw things.
Graphs and charts.
I need to, write Greece.
Venn diagrams.
No, I need to write Greece on one side and Jewish people in the middle and then Egypt on the other side. And then I need to write the names and arrows of who's killing who. And I'm a very visual person. So we'll
get a corkboard.
With red thread. Yeah, exactly. Therefore, Ptolemy, taking the king aside into a cloister as if to get some fresh air, convinced him to change his mind. He who was the cause of all the evil, Menelaus, he discharged from the accusations. But these hapless men, who, if they had pleaded even before Scythians, would have been discharged uncondemned, them he sentenced to death. Those who were spokesmen for the city and the families of Israel and the holy vessels soon suffered that unrighteous penalty. Okay, so what I'm getting is that if you were Jewish and bad, he punished you to the full extent of the law and killed you and took your shit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you weren't, then he was like, well, you kind of suck, but I'll let you off easy.
Got it.
Does that sound right?
Sounds as good as anything else. Yeah.
Therefore, even certain Tyrians, moved with hatred of the wickedness, provided magnificently for their burial. But Menelaus, through the covetous dealings of those who were in power, remained still in his office, growing in wickedness, established as a great conspirator against his fellow citizens. Mm. The end.
Okay.
So Menelaus is a poopy caca.
Apparently. Yeah.
I mean, as presented
and
here.
And people are sad that Onias died and got murdered.
Yeah. And they're what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was not my favorite chapter we've ever read.
That was probably one of my least favorites, but at least there wasn't any begats, but there might as well have been.
You know what? Here's the plus side. We never have to read it again.
Oh, thank God.
It's done.
It made me yawn, and then it made me hiccup yawn, because I was trying not to yawn. I was biting my tongue trying not to yawn, and then it made me hiccup.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it.
I hate it.
You yawned and I had a lot yawn. So
I know. God.
That episode was yawn.
And probably everybody listening just yawned.
Probably.
And I'm not even sorry.
I don't blame you.
I'm not sorry. You know?
All right. That was 2 Maccabees chapter 4.
Sure as fuck was.
And we will be back next time, hopefully quicker than a week.
Right, right.
To do
2 Maccadoodles chapter 5.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.